Planet of the Apes.
Three astronauts, traveling in a state of suspended animation, approach their destination after 18 months in a spacecraft flying at the speed of light, only to make an unprogrammed splashdown into a vast, foreboding lick.
What went wrong?
I don't know. She went under before I could listen to the tapes.
Be thankful that this air isn't as poisonous as it looks.
Gone. We're here to stay.
But where are we? And even more important, when? According to Haslein's theory of time in a vehicle moving at the speed of light,
Mother Earth will have aged a couple of thousand years while we have outlived everyone we knew while we have scarcely aged at all.
Great. Stranded 2,000 years in the future on a lifeless planet revolving around some unknown star.
Lifeless is right. Nothing can grow here. That lake we landed in is almost pure salt.
Don't give up too soon. We have 3 days worth of food and water. 3 days to find life on a dead planet. Landon, coming?
In a minute.
Ha! And I thought you were ready to give up.
The astronauts' trek for life takes them across a bleak and hostile landscape.
I can't figure this place. There's a thick cloud of dust, but it's as humid as a jungle. Lightning and thunder, but no rain. I give up. I can't drag my feet.
Don't, Dodge! Don't move your feet!
What is it?
It's life!
Then we're going to make it. Listen, that roar. Is it a waterfall?
That is beautiful.
Don't drink till I test it. It's okay.
Let me at it.
Hold it. Company. So much for our dead planet theory. Hello!
That's the old charm, Taylor. Who or what were they?
That footprint looks human.
Maybe you guys didn't notice, but that pretty one looked very human.
Hey, not bad for a 2,000-year-old man. Here's their trail. They looked like primitive men. I think we've found a Stone Age culture.
You know, I think we could become big shots on this planet.
A rifle shot? In the Stone Age? The primitives are being hunted down by gorillas on horseback.
Suddenly, the spectators become part of the hunt.
Look out! They're after us, too!
Dodge! Ah! Landon! This is madness!
Seeing Dodge shot dead and Landon trampled, Taylor makes a desperate run for freedom, only to find himself facing one of the ground gorillas who have been flushing out the terrified primitives. In a blind rage, Taylor seizes the long stick from the surprised hunter, and the beater finds himself being beaten.
This is for Dodge, and this is for Landon, and...
A rifle cracks, and Taylor feels fire at his throat.
A really vicious beast.
All the more reason to wipe them all out. But I'm sure the animal psychologist will want to save this one for experiments.
After a long period of blackness, Taylor's mind swims back to consciousness. He finds himself strapped down, and dimly he realizes he is receiving blood. Then he passes out again.
This is the one with the strange clothes?
Yes, Dr. Zira. He's lost a lot of blood. I don't know why we're bothering to save him. Filthy humans.
Taylor wakes for good to discover he is living his nightmare. He is caged like an animal in an animal hospital.
Good morning, Bright Eyes. You interest me, Bright Eyes. Oh, I won't hurt you. I'm an animal psychologist. But how can I explain that to you? I'm convinced that humans have great intelligence. If only you had the gift of speech.
Taylor stares in amazement at the talking chimp. He tries to answer, but his throat wound has robbed him of speech. Now it is Zira's turn to stare in amazement at the dumb human who seems to be mouthing words.
Bright Eyes, are you imitating my mouth movements?
In frustration, Taylor suddenly grabs the psychologist's clipboard and pencil.
Hey, give that back. I warn you not to get too close, Dr. Zira. All humans are vicious beasts.
But Zira is shaken to the core by Taylor's note. My name is Taylor. Zira shows Taylor's note to her fiancé.
Cornelius, I tell you, he has ape intelligence.
A human wrote this?
He could prove your theory about a missing link between the lowly human beast and the civilized ape.
Yes, yes. Dr. Zaius would have to let me pursue my archaeological research then. A writing human. If only he could talk. Meanwhile, Taylor has recovered his self-control.
Nova, is that what they call you? Thanks for saving my life. Hey, I'm talking. My voice has come back.
Several days later.
We've come for the one called Bright Eyes.
It's Taylor, not Bright Eyes.
I've told the authorities about your talking trick, Bright Eyes. Now you'll see what comes of being too clever. They'll remove your brain to study it.
Suddenly, realizing his helplessness, Taylor struggles vainly.
He's strong for a human.
I club him, but Dr. Zaius wants him at an inquiry.
In collar and leash, Taylor is led through the door of a forbidding inquiry room.
Dr. Zira, I can talk.
Shh, I heard about it. And Cornelius and I arranged this inquiry to try to save your life.
The inquiry is a fiasco. In vain does Taylor try to tell his story.
We came from outer space, from a distant planet called Earth.
Nonsense. Dr. Cornelius, do you believe this preposterous nonsense?
Not entirely, Dr. Zaius, but he does accurately describe the eastern desert region where I made my archaeological discoveries.
Your discoveries were scientific heresy, and you have been forbidden to speak of them. I am a fair ape, Bright Eyes, but as minister of science, I believe in proof. The companions you spoke of, could they confirm this wild tale?
One is dead at your hands. The other, I don't know. Perhaps he was also captured.
Very well. Let us see if your fictitious astronaut friend can be found among the survivors of the hunt in which you were captured, Taylor.
Taylor, do not antagonize them needlessly. Our careers are in jeopardy and your life.
You don't fully believe me either, do you, Zira? That's him, Landon, on the left. Landon! John, it's me, Taylor!
Let him approach, guards.
You vicious savages! You've removed his frontal lobe.
Return that animal to his cage before he gets violent.
Beaten and hauled back to imprisonment, Taylor gives in to his despair.
Nova, this place is insane, mad. For some reason, they fear me, want to destroy me. How can I fight them? I'm all alone.
I've come for this mail. He's to be transferred to the zoo.
Says who?
Dr. Zaius, read it for yourself.
This is no good. It's not signed.
Hit him, Bright Eyes! I'm Lucius, Aunt Zira's nephew. We've arranged your escape.
The girl!
Under cover of darkness, Zira leads Taylor and Nova to a wagon.
Be quiet, and we may manage this. All men look alike to most apes. We will meet Cornelius in the East Desert at his archaeological excavation. He and I must clear ourselves of the heresy charge.
Their luck holds, and after a long, tense ride...
I'll take this rifle! Nobody's going to capture me again!
Cornelius leads the group to a strange and somehow magnificent cavern.
I want you to see my archaeological digs, and perhaps some surprises even for you, Taylor.
I can't believe this! Spectacles, dentures, beautiful silverware. Cornelius, this represents a civilization more advanced than yours.
I know. Therein lies the heresy. Our schools teach that the ape evolved from the animal human. Have they been teaching us lies?
Necessary lies. For the protection of our race, and for which, unfortunately, you must all die.
Dr. Zaius, in the interest of science...
In the interest of survival, Dr. Cornelius, killer humans must be forever kept in their place.
No more gobbledygook talk!
At the speed of a cat, Taylor bounds to the cave entrance and pins Dr. Zaius.
In the interest of our survival, Zaius, send back your guards or you perish!
Taylor, you wouldn't...
Of course he would. What are your terms, killer human?
You're a fine one to speak of killing. I want freedom for the girl and myself. Plus a good horse and a pardon for my friends.
Granted.
Dr. Zira, I'd like to kiss you goodbye.
Of course, Bright Eyes. But I do wish you weren't so ugly.
Am I safe in untying you, Dr. Zaius?
I am an ape of my word. But you realize the cave must be sealed up.
I can't fight you, Dr. Zaius. But the humans, what will become of them?
They go to meet their destiny.
Just hold tight, Nova. What's that up ahead? Oh, no. No! Nova, now all the pieces come together. This is my planet Earth 2,000 years in the future. And my civilization destroyed itself. Oh, Nova, Nova, you are what is left of the human race.